Hello, this is Mike Moody along with Jeff Buckles and Mark B.B. This week I'll be in 2 Timothy once again, chapter 2. If you have a scripture nearby, open up to chapter 2 of our study here in the books of 1 and 2 Timothy and Titus as we're grouping these three together for a study. And as we're in 2 Timothy chapter 2, we're going to pick up at verse 14 after a short few minutes of review. Let's look to the Lord first in prayer. Our Father, again, we come into your presence in the name of thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, one whose name is above every name. We know that one day, according to thy precious word, that every knee shall bow and confess that he is Lord. Father, we know that this is also to the glory of God the Father. So we know, Father, that thy Son is the one that always glorifies thy name. We ask that we would do so in our attempt to bring out your word this evening and this week. And Father, we just pray for your guidance in Christ's name. Amen. Okay. By way of review, in our chapter 2 of 2 Timothy, we noted the last time that I was with you that there are some 8 descriptions of the believer in this chapter. Paul tells Timothy that he is to be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, as he calls him my son or my child, a child in the faith. And then we see that he's noted as the area of teaching in verse 2, and he's told to commit the faithful men the word of God, that they may also be able to teach others. Now, we also noted in verse 3, a soldier was an area, a description of a believer. And we looked at verse 5 as an athlete. And we see in verse 6, a husbandman or a farmer is a description of a believer. And verse 15 will be our next one, a workman. A workman. Now, when we noted as a soldier, let's back up, a soldier was told to endure. As a true soldier will endure. An athlete is told to strive, to contend in the games, so to speak. A husbandman or a farmer is told to labor, to serve in the true husbandman's field. And as we see, a workman is told to be diligent. This is what we'd like to spend a little time in, at least today, and perhaps tomorrow, a workman. A workman. Now, if we pick up at verse 14, we'd like to read just a few verses. Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study, or be diligent, to show thyself approved unto God. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness, and their word will eat as doth a cancer or a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. Having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. Let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. We trust the Lord will bless the reading of his word. And as we've looked here at these verses 14 to 19, verse 15 is where we see the term a workman. And Paul tells Timothy, and the inspired word of God here is telling us to be a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And as we note this, again, the word study here is translated to be diligent, to be diligent. Also, if you would note, there are 4 warnings here, beginning at verse 14. If we go on down to verse 24, past where we stopped our reading today, in this little section, there's 4 warnings that a believer is given. As we're here looking at the 8 characteristics characteristics or eight descriptions of a believer. Verse 14, we see there, he is charged not to strive about words. Verse 16, he's told to shun profane and vain babblings. Verse 22, as we get into the next section, we see there he's told to flee youthful lust. In verse 24, he's mentioned again as a servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle. So we see four warnings. Now in this chapter 2, again by way of review, we noted there are some, there's nine to ten duties given. In the book of 2 Timothy, there's around 20 duties. And here we see half of them in this particular chapter 2. Duties. That's a good study. If you're into word studies or subject studies or a theme, this is a good way to see a little theme in the book of 2 Timothy. Turn to the scripture, go home when you have opportunity, and just read in one sitting 2 Timothy, the four chapters. It won't take long. And note, you should be able to find around 20 duties that a Christian is given by the Lord, encouraged. Chapter 2, we see some 9 or 10 in that one chapter. Now, if we look at verse 14, of these things, put them in remembrance, charging or fully testifying them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. So we see that ones will strive about words, but it's no profit to someone. We as a servant of the Lord, and I'm saying that in a general sense, those that know Christ and are willing to serve in His field, in His great field, we're willing to serve in some part and labor in some part of His field, we need to be Christians that refresh. I heard our brother last week on this program mention the times in the New Testament when ones are told to be referred to by Paul as a refreshment. We noted there, I believe he pointed in Philemon. In that one chapter, there was a brother mentioned that refreshed Paul. And we also noted two or three other times a brother mentioned that people in the Word of God are noted as ones that refresh other Christians. So let's be someone that refreshes the Christians, that we have a word of encouragement. And sometimes, yes, to refresh someone means we may need to bring a word of rebuke. But, my friend, may we be discerning in that. But to be refreshing to someone, that's what Christians need. Someone that will bring the needed word, rightly applied in the Scripture, to encourage a brother or sister along in the Word and in their Christian walk. We see in verse 14, the opposite is ones that would strive about words to no profit. But instead we see in verse 15, we see someone that is diligent in the Word, someone who is rightly dividing the Word of truth. Instead of striving about words to no profit, as in verse 14, we see a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, someone that is diligent in the Word, and someone who can encourage and hold to and practice the Scripture in the way the Word of God has laid forth. We see here that the words rightly dividing the Word of truth means to cut a straight line. When we study the Scripture, we need to study it in such a way that it is consistent with the purpose and the intent that the Word of God has before us. Maybe today or in the next day or two, we'll look at a little bit about some study helps in the area of getting into the Word of God and how we can be careful to cut a straight line when we are digging in the Word of God. Some people say, well, Mike, I like to read the Bible, but sometimes I'm just not real clear on what it's saying. I don't know where to turn. I don't know where to read. I don't know where to start. Sometimes I get confused. Well, we may just discuss that a little bit about how we can get our feet wet and get into the Word of God And as we get a better hold of the Scripture as a whole, then instead of in the little parts of the Bible, if we have a grip of the Scripture as a whole, then we can see how things will fit together when they are rightly divided, when they are cut by a straight line. The Scripture has no contradiction. There are things that we may not understand, but we see that the Word of God itself is in no competition or no contradiction with itself. Again, verse 15. Let's just look a little bit at the passage here in front of us. Let's compare it to the passage in chapter 4, verse 9. It says, "Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me," Paul is telling Timothy. Now the word, "do thy diligence," we see that should remind us of the word in our chapter 2, verse 15 study, meaning to be diligent. He's telling in chapter 4, Timothy, be diligent to come. Come to me. Well, in chapter 2, verse 15, it's study, or be diligent to present thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Well, also, verse 21 of chapter 4, near the end of this passage in this book, do thy diligence to come before winter. He's really exhorting this one, Timothy, to make a great effort. Be diligent. Be steadfast. Paul is telling Timothy in chapter 2, verse 15, be diligent to present thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Now, tomorrow, Lord willing, I'd like to look at the word workman just a little bit so we can get a working knowledge of what are we talking about here, and then we could possibly apply it into our practical life a little bit. But just beginning this week off, this is Mike Moody, along with Jeff Buckles and Mark Beebe, saying join us tomorrow with the Two Roads and Two Destinies Radio Ministry with our Bible study program. Thank you.